Our small motorboat is heading for the green, idyllic-looking coral island in front of us, Île aux Aigrettes, in the southeast of Mauritius. The sea around us shines a beautiful turquoise. Looking down, I can see the floor of the ocean clearly. Soon we dock at a small jetty and head onto land. Diane Johor, my tour guide, and Vikash Tataya, a biologist, lead me up several stone steps onto the flat island, which measures just 25 hectares in size. Everything is covered by small trees and bushes. The plant life is barely higher than a human being. Vikash and Diane work for the Mauritius Wildlife Foundation. For 3 decades, conservationists have been working to rebuild the original ecosystem of Mauritius here on Île aux Aigrettes. They've eradicated most foreign plants and animals, replanted the Mauritian forest, and brought back endangered endemic animals. That is animals that are only found in one place on the planet, Diane explains.
This is what we are trying to do, to take the island back in time. This is back in time. This is how Mauritius should have been without any colonization. This is what they saw for the first time when they landed on Mauritius.
Here, on Île aux Aigrettes, only the planes that fly above our heads offer a reminder that the main island of Mauritius is very close. There, the country's environment is struggling. Experts say that Mauritius is one of the most degraded habitats in the world. Some 100 species of plants and animals have become extinct since humans started to settle here. The most famous extinction was a dodo, which died out more than 300 years ago. We are walking on a path through the middle of the island. Suddenly, my tour guide Diane is pointing excitedly to a small dark-colored bird sitting on a tree nearby.
This is the rarest bird for Mauritius. We call it white-eyed. Yep. We are lucky to see that.
Only about 26 olive white eyes live on Île aux Aigrettes, about 300 more on mainland Mauritius. The species is at the brink of extinction. Vikash and his team work hard to boost the population with a captive breeding plan. They have these for many other endangered birds and reptiles as well. This island is also a refuge for endangered plants. Vikash and Diane show me many endangered trees growing here, like ebony trees or strange-looking palms with massive trunks. As we continue on our journey across the small island, we spot 2 tortoises, both of them over 1 meter in length.
And you've seen the tortoises there? There's a nice tortoise there, resting, taking it easy. They've eaten a lot, so they're digesting.
These animals were recently introduced from the nearby Seychelles, Vikash tells me. That seems kind of strange if conservationists are trying to recreate the original environment here. He explains that in the past, 2 giant tortoise species lived on Mauritius, but both of them became extinct.
They fulfilled very important ecological functions. Control of certain plants, grazing, but also seed dispersal. When you think about extinction, it's not just the bird or the reptile or the mammal that is extinct. With it is the ecological functions that go. Our general concept is you keep exotic species out of ecosystems. Here we say, no, let's bring them in because we are not interested in the species, we're interested in the functions.
This type of species introduction is controversial among conservationists. But Vikash says it's working. He points to a dark mass on the ground nearby. It looks like an accumulation of nuts, leaves and humus.
So this is from a tortoise dung, and you can see these are seeds that have gone through the tortoise gut. So the fruit has been eaten by the tortoise, comes out intact without the seed coat, and its germination is improved by passage through the gut. So we are seeing how this introduced tortoise is actually fulfilling the role of what the endemic tortoises would have done.
Of course, not every lost species can be replaced, Vikash says. Up to now, they have not found any bird that is able to fulfill the role of the dodo, for instance. With its very strong beak, it cracked open large seeds and fruits. Some scientists even suggest that one critically endangered tree species on Mauritius depended largely on the dodo for reproduction. So, as hard as Vikash and his team try, they are not able to completely turn back time when reconstructing the ecosystem.
It's not going to be perfect, It's never going to be perfect. I mean, we've had four centuries of destruction. We still have some of the problems. We still have the exotic species that have been brought. We still have weeds that are competing with our native plants. And for some of these weeds, we will never be able to get rid of them.
After several hours walking on this beautiful island, it is time for me to leave. It will be tough to leave the beautiful scenery here behind me. Before I know it, I'm speeding back to the Mauritian mainland. It seems unlikely that Mauritius itself will ever return to nature like Ile aux Aigrettes. But conservationists here hope that the small island will be an example for similar projects in the country in the future. Brigitte Osterrath, DW, Mauritius.